She started to reply, then settled for shaking her own head with a slight smile. In theory, he didn't actually have to dash off. His naval and land commanders were perfectly capable of fighting any battles which had to be fought. But there might well be, indeed, almost certainly would be, political decisions which needed to be made at the battlefront, promptly and decisively, without the 5 days and 5 days of delay involved in sending dispatches back and forth across the thousands of miles between Coruscant and Caris. Besides, the fighting men of Caris had an almost idolatrous faith in Caleb Armagh. Not surprisingly, perhaps, given the battles of Rock Point, Crag Reach, and Darko Sound, his presence with them, she knew, would be worth a squadron of galleons. And just as importantly, it gives us the opportunity to show that this newfangled empire of ours truly is a marriage of equals. The King of Caris may be going off to war, but that war is the Empire's, not just Caris's alone. And the Queen of Chisholm is staying home to govern not just Chisholm, but the entire Empire in his absence, and in her own name as well as his. You do realize, don't you, she said after a moment, that this little military excursion of yours is probably going to put a serious crimp into our plans to move the capital back and forth between Telesburg and Cherath?
I hope it won't be too bad, he replied seriously. If we have to, we could probably leave Regis home to serve as our joint regent here in Caris while we officially move the capital, and you, back to Cherath, I suppose.
I think that would be the wrong decision. She pursed her lips thoughtfully. I won't pretend I'm not anxious about how well Marak and Mother are managing in my absence. But they're very capable people, and the fact that you're going to stage through Chisholm for the invasion is going to give them a chance to meet you, the same way your Carisians have met me. And unless I'm seriously mistaken, the fact that you and your Carisians trust me enough to leave me here in Telesburg in your absence to govern the entire empire is going to more than offset any concern in Chisholm about whether or not the seat of government is going to move back and forth exactly as scheduled. Of course I trust you. He sounded surprised that there could be any question of that, and she tapped his chest with a slender index finger and a smile. I know that, she told him, half scoldingly. Getting everybody else to believe it may not be quite that simple, though. And this, I think, is one of the best ways we could have come up with to accomplish that.
Even if it is a pain in the ass for us, he agreed.
And there's another side to it as well, she said.
Such as?
One of the advantages of having co-rulers is that we can leave one of us here managing things in Telesburg while the other goes off to deal with other problems. I know we both have first counselors we trust implicitly, Caleb, but that's not really the same thing, and you know it. If this works out the way I think it's going to, we'll have a degree of flexibility I don't think anyone else has ever had before. And, to be honest, we're going to need that kind of flexibility just to keep something the size of the Empire semi-organized and moving in the same direction. He nodded soberly, and, in an odd sort of way which he doubted he'd ever be able to explain to anyone else, her serious, pragmatic analysis only increased the tenderness and regret he felt as the moment of departure swept down upon them. In some ways, he'd been almost guiltily grateful for the Farade massacre. Putting together Rock Point's fleet and finding the transports for his Marines had disrupted Lock Island's carefully choreographed schedule for the invasion of Coruscant. That had given them time to produce several thousand more desperately needed rifles and delayed Caleb's own departure for another blessed pair of 5 days. 10 more days he'd had with Charlian, which only made this moment even harder.